Okay, good evening, everyone. We are continuing Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer in Siman Tav Pei Tes. Tonight we are addressing the specifics of Zman. What is the correct time? So the Shulchan Aruch writes very clearly on Medaktikim, those who are particular and medaktik and very stringent about doing things, let's call it mitzvah min hamuvchar, in the ideal way mitzvah should be done. So einam soifrim atzeisu kachavin v'chein roi la'asos. Do not count Sfiras HaOmer until it's actually halachic nightfall, three medium-sized stars, and v'chein, and that's appropriate, roi lasos, for one who can. Obviously, it depends on where you live, depends on which minyanim you attend, whether you have tzeisu kachavim minyanim specifically, whether you should wait, ideally, but obviously circumstances as they are as such, when minyanim here, certainly where there's mincha, a short break, and then ma'ariv, we have to repeat kriyashma after the zman. So, obviously, we have certain allotment of flexibility. But that's the Shulchan Aruch, that's what he writes. But when we talk about Tzeis HaKachavim, so we of course measure what Tzeis HaKachavim is based on Rav Moshe's understanding of three medium-sized stars. Today we're very spoiled. You just look at my Zmanim, and you can see what time the Zman of Tzeis HaKachavim is. Shkia, Alois HaShachar, Vasikin, V'chule, V'chule. But what happens if a person, as there are a number of people in our community, and it seems to be growing each Shabbos, a number of individuals who like to observe and follow the Tzeis HaKachavim evening time, the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam. So if you follow the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, so when do you count Sfiras HaOmer? Assuming that you're going to wait till Tzeis HaKachavim, when's the right time? So listen to what the Piskei Tshuva advises. And we see just the power of Tzibor, the power of community, and the power of definition of what your fidelity and faithfulness to whatever that particular Hanhoga is, explains. Those who are choshesh l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam le'inyan Tzeis HaKachavim, for those who follow the timing of the ruling of the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam with regards to calculating, computing the time of Tzeis HaKachavim, so it depends. Im nohagim heim b'chol inyanim, if such a person is nohag to follow shitas Rabbeinu Tam with regards to all matters, with regard to those which are deraisos, those which are derabonons, not just to segregate between deraisas, yes, and derabanans, no, or vice versa, not that that would be so simple, but assuming that they're noheg with Rishitas Rabbeinu Tam, both deraisas and derabanon, Kir Rabbeinu Tam, so azay yesh lahem lahamtim ad le'inyin Sfiras HaOmer l'zman Rabbeinu Tam. So, makes sense. Therefore, that person, or those persons, should wait to count Sfiras HaOmer, according to the zman, of not three medium-sized stars calculation like anybody else would, but you have to follow Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Like somebody says to me yesterday, somebody says to me, this is the minhag of the Lubavitchers. I said, that's fine. You have to make a decision if you're following the minhag of Lubavitchers in all inyanim, or you're picking and choosing which areas you want to pick, which areas you want to rely on. It's a sugya b'fnei atzmo. So if a person follows it scrupulously in all matters, then that's what one should do. However, v'im nohagim ki Rabbeinu Tam rak b'inyanim shehem min ha-Torah, Kishabbos v'yom ha-Kippurim, if you're not hanhaga, your custom is to follow the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, the Doraisas for Shabbos, and Yom Kippur, and it turns out, that's what you usually do, and then you find yourself davening in a Zman minyan, or let's say davening in a Tzeis HaKachavim minyan. Kishem mispalo ma'ariv ima tzibor lifnei Zman Rabbeinu Tam, yispora imohem, then even though that's your custom, that you would like to do that for Doraisas for Shabbos and Kippur, no, you should still count Sfiras HaOmer with them, even though it's before the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe it's not even Tzeis HaKachavim yet. Maybe it's just we're going to do like Achas Shkia Sechama. It's not before. It's not yet Tzeis HaKachavim. So nonetheless, he says that Yispor Imohem. Why? It's Gevaldik. Ki Odif Sfiras HaOmer B'Tzibor, because greater is counting Sfiras HaOmer with the Tzibor, with the Kehilo, with the congregation. Me'asher Shiyamtim Zman Rabbeinu Tam. The Yispor B'Yechidus. Better than you waiting to count Sfiras HaOmer to do it later at the time of Rabbeinu Tam, and you'd have to count B'Yechidus. You see, like, what difference does it make? You're going to do the mitzvah anyway. What difference does it make when you do the mitzvah? There it is that attached to the Kiyum HaMitzvah, the Sfira itself, is the count in the mitzvah, and a muvchar, ideally, to do it together with the Kehila. It's a gevaldik hosafa to this mitzvah. And when we're careful to understand the koyach, the intricate matter for which this mitzvah is tied to tzibor, we come to appreciate the value of tefillah b'tzibor and tzibor in and of itself. We'll stop here. We'll take questions after. Wishing everybody a wonderful night.